There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back to La Show. It's time for La Dirt Alert with La Halle Roberts. Halle?
Hello! Well, we've got all the news from La La Land in the form of the Golden Globes. Golden Globe nominees were announced today, and not surprising, Barbie is leading the way in the major motion picture department with 10 nominations. Now, this makes it the second most nominated movie in Golden Globe history, tying it with Cabaret.
Oh, really?
Yeah, throwing it back to about 50 years ago. Now, Barbie was followed closely behind by Oppenheimer. That movie earned 8 nominations. Of course, we had the Barbenheimer phenomenon from this past year. Oppenheimer competing in the top drama prize alongside Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Anatomy of a Fall, The Zone of Interest, and Past Lives. And Barbie is not competing against Oppenheimer because it's in the comedy department. It will vie for Best Comedy or Musical along with Air, American Fiction, Poor Things, May, December, and The Holdovers.
I'm surprised, but delightfully so, about the Air nomination. I loved that movie, but had forgotten about it.
Yes, I forgot it was this year, even.
Me too.
What is time?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go over to the world of television for Golden Globe nominations this morning. The final season of Succession on HBO earned many nominations. Also, Taylor Sheridan's 1923, the Yellowstone prequel, starring Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren, scored some nominations, as well as Amazon Freebie's Jury Duty, getting much love in the comedy department. Yes.
Look at Freebie.
Right.
Get a nomination.
It was nominated in Best Comedy, and it earned a supporting actor nomination for James Marsden.
Oh.
Now, this was the reality show, prank show, scripted show hybrid, where they took an unsuspecting civilian and put him amongst actors in a fake jury.
Which was so...
That's right.
Yeah. It was so uncomfortable, but yet so fun. So very fun.
Oh, very fun. Let's talk about Jury Duty going to be competing for the top comedy prize alongside Abbott Elementary, Barry, The Bear, Only Murders in the Building, and Ted Lasso.
Oh,
wow. That's a lot of great competition there.
That's good competition.
It sure is. Let's talk about limited series. Daisy Jones and the Six from Amazon was nominated, as well as Fellow Travelers, Beef, Fargo, All the Light We Cannot See, and Lessons in Chemistry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No love for the Crown, but Elizabeth Debicki, she got a supporting actress nomination for playing Princess Diana. Dominic West was also nominated for his performance as Prince Charles in the last season of The Crown.
Mm. Oh, wow. I would not have. Well, he did get better, even though I didn't like him last year, but he is better this year. Mm-hmm. I will say that.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see how that evolves because the second half of The Crown, oh my goodness, I think it drops this week.
I think it does. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think we're in for a treat either Wednesday or Thursday. I can't verify that right in front of me, but
I'll look while we're...
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, welcome.
Yeah. I'm glad Beef is getting some love, too.
Beef was my favorite show of the year.
Right, it's so good. I hope it wins.
Yeah. Oh, well, limited series. Well, we're going to see who wins with the Golden Globes happen on January 7th. new home on television, CBS and Paramount Plus. They swooped up the rights. NBC was like, yeah, we don't want this anymore for a number of reasons. But for whatever reason, the folks at CBS were like, yeah, we'll take your doggy bag and we're going to air it. But
I wonder how the ratings are going to do. I just wonder. I know.
Well, look, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has not received a lot of good press in the past couple of years, so much so that NBC dropped it. They were like, no, we don't really want to do business with you anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And then, Jason, you have something. Word on the street is nobody wants to host the dang thing.
Nobody wants it. Nobody. They have offered. This is one of my favorite stories of the day. They have offered it to Chris Rock. They've offered it to the three guys from Smartless. And I forgot who else. And everyone's turned it down. Nobody wants to host it. Nobody. So I don't know what they're going to do.
Ooh, do you think that maybe they'll do the hostless thing where they just, you know, have...
Girl, they may have to.
They have folks coming up and giving awards and, you know, I mean, because it was controversial for folks to show up at the Golden Globes just a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what kind of image rehabilitation the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has up their sleeves, but I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wants to do it.
No.
Nope.
Nobody wants to forget. No.
They don't forget.
Oh, my goodness. No. Well, Tony Romo made an on-air gaffe during football yesterday. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback turned NFL commentator Tony Romo accidentally referred to Taylor Swift as Travis Kelce's wife during the Chiefs and Bills game yesterday. And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry, girlfriend. Nah. Yeah.
Well, it happens.
It happens. Don't worry about it. And you know what? Don't worry about Matt Lauer, because I'm telling you, his PR people are like the raptors in the enclosure in Jurassic Park testing the fence to see whether or not we are open to Matt Lauer stories, because you will be seeing a couple of those if you're reading the tabloids. There was a couple weeks ago in People magazine. Page 6, running inside Matt Lauer and Savannah Guthrie's complicated history, from Today Show pals to Rocky estrangement, because apparently all these morning talk show ne'er-do-wells were at a wedding over the weekend, including Amy Robach and J.T. Holmes. Matt was there. I don't know.
What was he doing?
He's trying.
Mm-hmm. He's trying.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. Oh, well, we do have some special things to celebrate today.
Ooh, what's that?
We've got celebrity birthdays.
Hi.
Happy birthday to Bumblebee star Haley Steinfeld, Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue, Marina Moreno, Hollywood legend celebrating a birthday, and also happy birthday to Donna Mills.
Yes!
She is celebrating her birthday. You Sag Queen, you.
All right, Donna Mills.
83 years old.
Oh,
wow. We love you. Abby Cunningham, Fairgate, Ewing, Sumner. I love you. I love you. When we come back, the possible scandal surrounding Squid Game, the challenge next.